Welcome to our evening prayer service. It is a blessing to have you with me, whether you are with me live or watching this later on in the week. Tonight, we gather on this Easter evening to seek the light. Even as the sun goes down, we continue to seek the light. I want to encourage you to find yourself a candle. To set it on the table near you as we gather around the light of Christ that has called us to this place. There will also be some opportunity for you to join in responsively in the Psalms or to join with me in a unison prayer. But if you would prefer to sit and take in the prayers, take in the readings, take in the music and the silence, I encourage you to do that as well. Now, let us pray as we light this candle. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. In this Easter season, we continue to seek the light of Christ within us. May it be our guide when we feel lost, our hope when we despair, our strength when we feel too weak to shine on our own. I invite you now to join me responsively in our reading from Psalm 118. I will read both parts, but I encourage you to join me in the bolded parts. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. I invite us now to reflect on the words of the psalm as the music moves over us. We know our own brokenness, but in this time, we offer it to God as we seek the transformation that comes with this Easter season. I invite you to join me in the prayer of confession. O Christ, we confess that sometimes the light that shines from the empty tomb is too bright. We turn from it, hide from it, run from it. We find shadows in the hopes that we might escape your sight, forgetting that you know us and our sins better than we know ourselves. Help us to step out into the light, to marvel at the miracle of the tomb, and to follow in your way. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. We have seen the lengths to which God will go for love of us, to the edge of life and beyond. In our brokenness, God loves us to wholeness. In our sin, God finds us, forgives us, and holds us close. Thanks be to God for such a boundless love as this. We now turn to the Gospel of Mark. Let us quiet our hearts and minds as we allow the Word to become a part of our lives. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. I want to invite us now into a time of silent reflection as we think about the women at the tomb, those first witnesses to the miracle, their reaction, and how we might react. May the Word become a part of our very souls. Let us pray. Hear us, O God, as we come before you in this time with our prayers. Prayers of joy and celebration, prayers of sorrow and concern. Hear them as we bring them before you in the name of the risen Christ. Risen. He is risen. Like the disciples from our scripture reading, we came to you this Easter day expecting one thing and finding something completely different. Our lives today are not as we would have guessed them to be. And so we pray that you be with us in times of strain and struggle as we continue to move through this time of pandemic. We are blessed because we know that you answer this prayer for presence every day. You are with us with the morning light. You are with us as we bid farewell to the day. You are with us in the simple light of a candle. But sometimes we are not sensitive to that presence. Encourage us. Help us to feel the warmth of your Spirit moving in, through, and around us. As we celebrate the new life that comes with the empty tomb, we admit that sometimes we miss new life happening all around us. Help us to be keenly aware, especially in this time of renewal, this season of spring, of the ways in which you are still at work in creation. Help us to see life bursting forth from the earth and from our very selves. Even as we acknowledge the blessings of new life, we also pray for those who continue to struggle. We pray for those in hospitals and nursing homes, who have not been able to see family in weeks. Hold them close and remind them that they are not alone. We pray for frontline workers who are feeling drained by all that has been happening. Renew their strength for the days to come. We pray also for all those who long for human connection through this time of isolation. While we physically distance ourselves from one another, help us to stay united. Guide us to one another through the phone, through emails, through virtual meeting spaces. Call us, O Shepherd, that we might find each other. We pray for the church. We pray for all churches that are finding new ways to share their faith in these trying times. Shine on us through your word, and remind us that the church is more than four walls and a steeple. We, the people, we are, we always have been, the church. In the midst of praying for the world and for others and for the church, we can often forget to pray for ourselves. You know, O God, what we need, and so we ask you these few things. Give us the strength that we need in those moments when we feel weak. Give us the courage that we need to face the unknown. Give us the assurance of your presence, a constant reminder that wherever this road takes us, we are not alone. Standing in the waning light of this Easter day, we are again reminded that your light never goes out. Neither cross, nor tomb, nor dark of night can quench your holy light, a light that we seek this and every day. And now we open our hearts to that light, offering prayers that long to find voice but cannot find word. Hear them in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people. Prayers that we offer to you, spoken and unspoken, in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. If you lit a candle at the beginning of this service, I invite you to put it out and join with me in our prayer for guidance. This light, O God, just like this day, wanes and dies. Remind us that our life in you and Christ's light that lives in us can never go out. May we live fully the gift of each moment, guided by your will, O God. May the light that shines from the tomb shine on the way before us. Amen. As you go into the rest of this Easter day, into the rest of this Easter season, may you go with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news you've heard this day. Thanks be to God. Amen.